you think you can?
Yeah.
Well, as a player.
Freaking nature, man. Freaking nature. So just got to get after him. Plain and simple. You don't get after him, then he'll be dancing all up and down the field. You know, we can't have that.
One of the rare guys who can run you over, run by you, and throw it deep.
He can do it all. That's a big dude. He's humongous. So we just got to make sure we get our pads on him.
Does it change your pass rush? I know when you're chasing
no.
a guy like
no. No. Don't ever change your pass rush, regardless of who the quarterback is. You could rush better, obviously, but.
No worries on containing him and keeping him in a certain area?
Well, that's what any quarterback. You have to be smart. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks that aren't known to be runners that have pulled it down and gotten 20, 30-yard gains from undisciplined rushers. So I think maintaining your contain and rush lanes is always important regardless of who the quarterback is.
Excitement level for a season opener, we've talked about how that's different. Does this
right.
have kind of an excited feel just because Aaron's coming back?
To get our team leader back, one of the best players that ever played this game, is definitely exciting. And it's going to be fun. You know, we did a lot of good things in his absence. And I think people are more excited about his competitive nature and how he's been sitting out for about 7 weeks. And now he's ready to get back out there. And that's going to be quite the show.
Is there momentum to be gained from how that Browns game ended, where you get that turnover and you win the football game? I mean, the defense, when you needed a big play, you got it late, and you're going to need some big plays on Sunday.
Absolutely, and there's a lot to build from that game, and clearly there was a lot to learn from, and I believe that we had a really good week of practice and corrected all the correctables. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this game on Sunday.
Mike McCarthy always talks about how key energy is in games like this. I mean, with everything at stake for both teams, how important is it to start fast, to get ahead, and to kind of impose yourself on a really good Panthers team?
It's incredibly important. Like you said, start fast, get ahead, and impose your will. And that's with any team. You have to impose your will from the opening play and just keep your foot on their throat.
You guys have been about never quit, regardless of circumstance. Does Clay's play against the Browns to hit Kaiser's arm and force that interception really speak to this team's ability that way? Because looking at the coach's film, you see it. There's a receiver open on that play, but just that extra effort that he initiated, is that a microcosm of what this team does to get it done?
Absolutely. Clay did a heck of a job on that play, and we all been playing with that type of energy, and it's showing, and that's one of many. You look at the 3rd-and-2 stop that we had, I believe that was in the fourth quarter as well. The opening play in overtime stuffed them. They've been running the ball well all day, so it just goes to show the resiliency of our defense and how guys are going to play hard and play fast no matter what.